Hello and welcome to the Nebraska Prep Zone Report, a podcast from the Omaha World Herald. I'm your host, Jake Anderson, and joining me as always is World Herald Prep Recruiting Specialist Mike Sauter. We're recording this on Wednesday, May 2nd. It's nice and rainy outside, just in time for state tournaments coming up.
Grass is green, though.
Oh, the grass is very green. It's nice spring. So we're going to get right into it today. Leading off, there was a bunch of AAU action this weekend in Atlanta, and the Nebraska kids had a fantastic performance against National.
Yeah, they represented very well. Column I wrote, Monday, kind of highlighted some of the kids and top players, but it was more of a, you know, hey, Nebraska, we have talent. We don't grow like 6'7" kids that have 7-foot wingspans and things, but when we play those kids, we do pretty well because, you know, we play as a team and coaching is really good. So if you haven't read that yet, I'd obviously encourage you to read that. but no, they did. They did really well. The Omaha Sports Academy teams or OSA Crusaders teams finished the weekend 12-1. That's a really good feat. Their 17U team went undefeated on the weekend. Their 15U team went undefeated on the weekend. The 17U team beat a team loaded Virginia in front of some pretty high level coaches, which is always neat. And you know, Virginia's Tony Bennett was there. Penn State's Pat Chambers was also there, but.
Locally, Darren Hansen, UNO's coach, was also there.
Yeah, Darren Hansen was all over the place. Him and the assistant, Tyler Bullock, they were at a ton of games all weekend in Atlanta, and they watched every kid that from Nebraska that played in Atlanta last weekend, either Coach Hansen or Coach Bullock saw them play. So they are recruiting Nebraskans. They clearly are. So they were at every game, but them and then Team Factory, their 15U group played in the silver division of the gauntlet and Factory. They in 2 weekends they went 8-0. So that's a team with Chucky Hepburn, Jaron Marshall, Brad Bennett's on that team, or Bradley Bennett from Elkhorn Michaels on that team, Lewis. Frankie Filler's on that team from Bellevue. Luke Scar is on that team from Omaha Scott. So a handful of other guys, but that's pretty good for them. And then another kind of wasn't in Atlanta, but another team that did really well last weekend was Omaha Elite in the first kind of weekends of, or they finished the first 2 weekends of the NY2LA association play, and they finished undefeated in those. So their 16U team's really good with Walchol and Jay Saunders and Skylar Wilson's on that team as well. So Walchol is a really really intriguing prospect for that Omaha Elite 16U team.
And where does Chol play high school?
Yeah, Omaha North. Right now, I guess. So it's at Omaha North, and we'll see if he stays there or not. And, you know, there's maybe some discussion of him transferring, but we don't know that quite yet.
Well, let's talk some other individual standouts. Donovan Williams, Latrell Reitzel Jr.
Yeah, so Donovan plays for the Barnstormers. Donovan's the 2020 guard for... from Lincoln North Star, plays for Iowa Barnstormers there on in the Adidas circuit. And man, he's really athletic. He, you know, God just made him a great athlete.
What's his biggest strength?
He's really strong and he does shoot it really well from the outside. And probably his best attribute is just his size and overall athleticism, but from a just pure basketball standpoint, it's the fact that he can get to the basket pretty much when he wants to. It's just a matter of him wanting to all the time, and when he does, he's awfully good. But Latrell Reitzel Jr., I thought had a really good weekend. And he goes by Trelly, so kind of what I'd call him, but he was a little banged up with a toe or a foot injury, and He still played through it and made some clutch baskets. He's a prospect on the from Omaha Central, and he's on the OSA 16U gauntlet team. And he came up with big in the weekend throughout the weekend, big time shots and kind of key situations. When he wasn't on the floor, you could feel it, you know, so the other team would make a run or something like that. And it's like, man, you got to get in, you know, he needs back on there, but, you know, hampered with that injury a little bit. And then, on that team also is Tyson Gordon from Omaha Scott. He was really good. The last two weekends playing for OSA 16 gauntlet team. He's super fast with the ball. He's more athletic than he looks. He shoots it pretty well, but man, he can get to the rim, run a team. He's ultra competitive. I don't know if it's competitiveness or toughness, but it's probably a combination of both, if not the same thing. He's awfully tough and a physical player, and not afraid to, you know, kind of get his nose dirty, if you will. And that comes from him being a multi-sport kid. He's a baseball kid. He's a football kid. Plays basketball in high school too, so for his high school team as well. So, yeah. And Okola Rope was the other one, kind of main guys. He was fantastic against Team Load of Virginia. He played 19 minutes, scored 20 points.
And a Rope, he's from Creighton Prep,
Creighton,
right?
Creighton Prep, yeah. He plays for OSA 17U team and Gauntlet team. And again, in that game, their last game of the weekend, he was fantastic. You know, played 19 minutes, 20 points, 8 of 12 from the field, handful of rebounds and block shots and steals and stuff. So he was really good. He's probably the best I've ever seen him play individually in my life. You know, I haven't seen him play every single game of his life, but I've seen him play enough, but, you know, with confidence to say that.
And Darren Hansen, you think he was definitely there for Sharif Mitchell? I know there's some UNO interest there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think kind of there for everybody. I mean, Cole, they've offered, they really like, really, really like. John Tanji is a kid that they had on campus on Thursday last week. You know, UNO, I know, was even in Indianapolis for the Powerhouse Nebraska group with a handful of prospects like Shiloh Robinson and Javen Udofia. There's Jerome Wallace on that team, a couple of those guys. So I think it's just doing due diligence and all of that, but and wanting to make sure that, you know, the guys that you have offered, like a Sharif or like a Nicole, know you're there.
Keep that local talent
that's
in state.
Right. That would be their goal.
All right, so we wrapped up that AAU action. Before we continue here, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsor, a thank you, Premier Dental, your stress-free, pain-free sedation dentistry for a great smile without a moment of discomfort, preventative and restorative care for you and your family. Let family-owned Premier Dental show you how easy it is to have the smile you've always wanted. PremierSmile.com. And Mike, I know you were saying they have a great office out there.
They do, yeah. It's like 175th and Center, or right off of that. You know, they support local kind of sports. Some of the staff there has kids that play youth sports, and so good people, nice people, when I went out to meet them, and thank you for being our sponsor.
A special thank you to Premier Dental. Let's move on to your stock report here. Over the weekend, we had some big news happen. First, to kick things off, we had Chris Hedy had a profile of Maurice Washington, and I want to touch on this. He's a Husker commit, but I want to touch on this because it's a unique circumstance. He was at three high schools, two states. Seemed like he'd broken out prior, but he made a name in the All-America game. Yeah. That's a unique recruiting circumstance.
Yeah, the Under Armour All-American game is when he kind of was like, whoa, everyone saw that. And we're like, wow, he's really good. And luckily for Nebraska, they were able to land him even after that game. I know they were kind of involved when he was at UCF and all that. So luckily for them, that helped. You know, it's a great story. Chris did a great job of it.
I haven't read the whole thing. I kind of looked at it yesterday in the pictures and the kind of, you know, his, the backstory with his dad and all of that. It's kind of, it's a neat story, and it's also kind of heartbreaking, but it's kind of survival at the end. And, you know, we'll
fantastic
see
where, story.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes and how it ends. And
I know Hedy had a note in there that he was originally in a high school in California.
Right.
Then he transferred to a high school in Texas. And his senior year, he was putting up stats, and some coaches were interested in him, and they contacted his California high school for because they didn't know he was down in Texas.
Right.
I mean, it's just fantastic story. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, unique from that recruiting perspective. And then also, we had the NFL draft this weekend. It made Sauter very happy. His Jets got Sam Darnold.
I like the draft. So,
but we had a local kid, Harrison Phillips from Millard West.
Right.
He got picked in the third round by the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah.
First Nebraska kid picked since Andy Janovich.
Yeah. What was that? 2012?
I think it was Janovich. 15 or 16?
Okay. Sorry.
It was pretty recent.
Yeah, it was a little more recent than, gosh. But Phillips was third round pick, and I kind of wrote the story as thinking he was going to be maybe a late first round. And then when that didn't happen, I adjusted it to, okay, maybe he's going to be second round, and then ended up being third. But it's a good place for him. There's, if you look at kind of NFL guys and people really follow it, he's kind of a Kyle Williams type. Kyle Williams has played defensive line for the Bills for a very long time, so there's been some comparisons to, you know, him and, you know, Harrison Phillips and Kyle Williams, and Williams played, I mean, he's a Pro Bowler and all of those things. So it would be pretty neat if Harrison Phillips ended up being a Pro Bowl player, which you never know, he might.
He has that potential.
Yeah, just go for, I mean, look at three-sport kid, multi-sport athlete, and getting drafted, and pretty neat story.
And he was already a kid with a chip on his shoulder in high school.
Right.
Falling to the third round.
Could see him really doing well. There's no doubt about that one.
And then we also had some more UNO basketball news. Norfolk's Logan Strom transferred to UNO.
Yeah, so Logan Strom, he was, he's graduated from Norfolk 2017 class, so last year, and he went to UC Davis at first, came back for Christmas break, was a little homesick, and, you know, maybe just felt like being out that far away wasn't the best for him, so kind of resetting his career, if you will. He's transferring to UNO. He's actually transferring with his Omaha Elite teammate, Io Akinwola. They played AAU basketball together, so I'm guessing Io maybe had something to do with behind the scenes with Logan deciding to go to UNO. I know I found out kind of over the weekend from another coach, and I know people were very interested in him, but UNO kind of jumped in there and before it became public.
And for those that don't remember, Io was a standout point guard.
Yeah, at Papillion La Vista. So he's a freshman at UNO right now, or just finishing up, I guess, his freshman season at UNO right now.
So Strom was joining him. He'll give UNO some good presence in the post.
Right. He has to sit out this year, but he'll have three to play. So it'll be three more years. UNO will have him after this year. So after the 18-19 season, he'll have three to play.
Good pickup for UNO. Right. Some other local kids getting some offers this week. Preston Murphy.
Yeah, Preston Murphy goes to Elkhorn South. He got an offer. He's a 2021 kid, so he's a freshman right now. Got an offer from UNLV. So they watched him play over the weekend in Atlanta, and Preston had a good weekend, a really good weekend. There was Arizona State kind of there watching as well. As well as I think Vanderbilt, a couple other schools, we're kind of watching that team play, or him play in particular, and got that UNLV offer. So that's his second offer. He got one from Buffalo after last summer, before even his freshman year, which has never happened in the state of Nebraska. So
he's part of that talented 2021
class is really good. Chucky Hepburn's in that class. There's a handful. I'm actually writing about that as we speak. I'm in the middle of it, so there should be kind of a column to go with that. But yeah, Preston got an offer from UNLV, and then Hunter Salas from Millard North, he's in that 2021 class as well, got an offer from Drake. So
wow.
his first one. So he got a Drake offer, and Hunter was a guy that kind of helped Millard North last year, wasn't a star by any means, and has a pretty bright future, I think. I think both those kids do.
What position does Salas play?
Hunter's more of a wing. He can maybe bring the ball up the floor when you need him. He's pretty versatile. He's long. He's smart. So he has a lot going on there. Those Drake, it's funny. I mean, they offered him because Darren DeVries is the head coach, and Hunter plays
former Creighton assistant.
Yeah, former Creighton assistant. So Hunter plays on the same team as Tucker DeVries, who's Darren's kid, and they're all on the same AAU team. So Darren has a kind of unfair advantage, if you will. He can watch him play and practice and do that all the time, unlike the other Division I coaches maybe can. So, but I guess it doesn't hurt to have a kid, you know, that's good enough to play on one of those teams.
It's all about who you know.
Right.
All right, let's beat the buzzer here. Another local kid, Mike Dom. He put his name in the NBA draft. He announced he's returning to South Dakota State.
Right. He's going to break a ton of record, like career record. He's got 1 year left. He's going to be probably the best ever to go through South Dakota State, I would imagine, if he's not already. He is maybe he's the one that got away for Nebraska and maybe even Creighton, I think some fans would say. He is an awesome, awesome kid. I guess I should say man now.
Fantastic player.
And a great, comes from a great family. His mom was one of the best ever to play. She's a Hall of Famer at Wyoming basketball player. Dad from Kimball, he's from Kimball, Nebraska, as everyone knows. And him coming back to South Dakota State is a pretty good get for
them.
Were you
surprised he returned?
No, not really. I guess I looked at some of the mock drafts and things, and he was already in there. He wasn't really in the first round and stuff. I would always encourage a kid to come back if he's not going to be kind of guaranteed a first round pick. And you know, another kid we're waiting on is Kyrie Thomas. Hasn't decided yet, and they have, I think,
Omaha Benson kid.
Yeah,
Creighton.
Omaha Benson Creighton. He has some time to decide. I think they have to know by the end of the month or something, so we'll see.
We got the combine, NBA combine coming up,
right.
So we should be finding out soon. We also have state basketball and
state
baseball and soccer tournaments coming up. What are you looking for from those?
You know, I don't know. I guess I'll be at state soccer because it's kind of right down the street. Morrison Stadium in Creighton. I think that's districts are this week, Thursday,
districts,
Saturday.
Girls districts are wrapping up now. We have boys districts coming up.
Yeah. So
might delay it a little bit, though.
It's kind of the weather here is the issue. And then baseball's all over the place pretty much and all at the same time. But you look kind of your usual suspects, it looks like. I guess talking with Mike Patterson, who is our baseball guy, and Nick Rubeck, the soccer guy, pretty much sounds like the usual suspects will be the
Creighton Prep, Millard West.
Yeah, Prep, Millard West.
For baseball, yeah. And then for soccer, Omaha South. Prep again.
Yeah. Kearney and Millard West are really good. They play each other in district soccer.
Some of the Lincoln schools are having standout baseball seasons.
Southwest is good. They just
number one in Patterson's rankings.
That's right. Right. So, well, it'll be an interesting spring. This whole rain is, man, this spring's been really wet and bad weather. So hopefully
rain always comes for state tournaments.
I know. That and the Metro track meet is Thursday, so I'll be out there, and hopefully it doesn't rain all over.
Hopefully. All right. For all of that coverage, AAU coverage, state tournaments, Husker coverage, our political coverage, dining reviews,
everything.
I want to remind everybody, omaha.com/subscribe, first week for 99 cents, and then it's just $9.95 a month. And you can also sign up for the Prep Zone newsletter at omaha.com/signup. We'll have that drop below the show so you won't miss any of our state tournament coverage. Remember to check us out on omaha.com/podcast, anyprepzone.com, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, and hit that subscribe button if you like what you hear.
Right.
Until next time, thanks for listening.
Yep, thanks.